time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
17 people are dead and 15 more injured after a 19-year-old opened fire on his former high school in Parkland, Florida. Armed with smoke bombs, the shooter reportedly wore a gas mask and pulled the fire alarms in order to lure students and teachers out of classrooms before unleashing a torrent of bullets with an AR-15. He was apprehended 2 hours later in a nearby neighborhood. Senator Chris Murphy represents Connecticut, the site of the Sandy Hook school shooting, speaking on the Senate floor Wednesday as the tragedy was unfolding.
This happens nowhere else other than the United States of America. This epidemic of mass slaughter, this scourge of school shooting after school shooting. It only happens here not because of coincidence, not because of bad luck, but as a consequence of our inaction. We are responsible for a level of mass atrocity that happens in this country with zero parallel anywhere else. As a parent, it scares me to death that this body doesn't take seriously the safety of my children. And it seems like a lot of parents in South Florida are going to be asking that same question later today.
But Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who's taken over $3 million from the NRA, thinks it's not the time to talk about guns.
Your colleagues in the Senate here from Washington, D.C. have already been trying to make this about policy and about gun control. Is this the appropriate time to be doing that?
It's not only because people don't know how this happened. I mean, who this person is, what motivated them, how did they get a hold of the weapon that they used for this attack. I think it's important to know all of that before you jump to conclusions that there's some law that we could have passed that could have prevented it. And there may be, but shouldn't we at least know the facts? And so I think that you can always have that debate, but if you're going to have the debate about this particular incident, you should know the facts of that incident before you run out and prescribe some law that you claim could have prevented it. I've seen a lot of that on television, and maybe there is a law that could have prevented this instance. But we don't know that, and neither do they.
Melissa Falkowski, a teacher at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School, explained the training and procedures they followed, but said it's not nearly enough.
We talked to every single class period that sat in front of us, you know, about what to do in this situation, in a bomb threat, in a fire drill. Like, we went over every safety, and every single teacher did that with every single, you know, class that they had until the kids were tired of hearing about it. But they knew what to do, and we knew what to do. And even still, even with that, we still have 17, you know, casualties, 17 people that aren't going to return to their families. And to me, that's totally unacceptable. And from my personal viewpoint, it's time for Congress, government, somebody to do something. And it's time to talk about what the problem is and try to fix it.
I just think, you know, I've seen this on TV. We all have, you know, this shooting after shooting. And, you know, there's always the same thing is said, you know, it's not the time to talk about gun control. It's not the time. It's time to pray for the families. And I just think that that hasn't gotten us anywhere. I mean, here we are, and we're like the latest statistic on, you know, on school violence. And as a society, you know, as Americans, we're failing our children. We're not keeping them safe. And Congress is failing us, and the government is failing us, and something has to be done.
When asked if he's willing to take a stand on gun control in a press conference Wednesday night, Florida Governor Rick Scott showed he's not ready to do anything about it.
You know, my heart goes out to everybody impacted today. You know, all of us can internalize this if it would happen to their family. You know, all of us want to have everybody live in a safe community. And there's a time to continue to have these conversations about how through law enforcement, how through mental illness funding, that we make sure people are safe, and we'll continue to do that.
Governor, what business does a 19-year-old have in having an AR-15 specifically? Just your thoughts.
Yeah. we're finding all the facts. You know, there's a thorough investigation going on. The sheriff's department will release exactly what happened, how the individual got a gun, things like that. We'll learn those things, and then we can make it. You know, we can determine the future. You know, how we continue to make this place safe.
Although the shooter had been reported to the FBI due to social media posts, and he had been expelled from the school he returned to on Wednesday, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel told the public that speaking up would make a difference. Donald Trump took to Twitter, once again turning the blame toward mental illness and others instead of looking at guns. He tweeted Thursday morning, quote, "So many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed, even expelled from school for bad and erratic behavior. Neighbors and classmates knew he was a big problem. Must always report such instances to authorities again and again." Once again, the authorities were aware of the shooter, and he still cleared a background check, allowing him to purchase the AR-15 he used to kill 17 innocent people in his former high school. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.